What the hell? Take that back, Adam.
Premium 268. The countdown begins. We're it's right there. And the can you believe it, boys? First quarter over.
Oh wow, really?
There's only 75% of the year left.
That's awesome. Will we make now? You know, I used to be like, we're not going to end it. Now I'm like, will it even make the year?
Yeah,
that feels good to really feel the vulture. It's like that picture.
Yeah,
with that little African kid and that vulture. You remember that famous picture?
It's a shame Adam was extremely late. We had a nice little thing going with the 50s educational.
We did
instructional video.
We should have just started.
You should have just started. Honestly, I was getting a coffee for you.
No, you were going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
you were shitting.
I was going to the bathroom at the coffee shop for you as well.
No.
So I wouldn't do it in your house.
Well, your shits are stinky and weird.
50s sex educational video that
you have like sour smelling shits.
That women love being raped.
It was normal today.
You will give me that they're sour for usually, though.
Sarah J. What? 28 years old.
Sarah J. Reed, the Sarah porn J. star. Yeah.
Two children. Wow. Lori and Fred are real customers.
Yes, the TV is on again, folks, if that's what you're asking.
The TV
Brittany,
is on.
Big tits, Brittany W.
They're pretty big.
Oh, they're huge. Are you kidding me?
You think that you'd say huge?
Yeah, that's huge. How you can see, they're being held up with.
What are we talking, G's?
They're being held up with, she looks like she's wearing curtains instead of a shirt.
You know what pissed me? I don't know why Britney G's big ass tits made me think of this, but
Britney Griner?
No. Free her, by the way.
No one's freeing her.
Free her.
Sarah,
I feel like people have forgot.
28 years old, an assistant at the post office.
Yeah.
But later today, she'll become a victim of rape. What's a victim of rape, you ask? Well, social scientists are now using the word victim.
The misleading word.
The word victim to describe women who recently have had the pleasure of being raped.
Just in every school.
Yeah. Rape is bad now. What's next? Women having the women being the boss at the job? Soon there's going to be a black president, and maybe even a Chinese one with autism.
When do you think they started differentiating between the types of mental illness? They definitely didn't think about autism.
Oh, like someone was just the village idiot for
just
a long time?
Weird. Yeah. If you had autism, you were weird. If you were like more severely retarded, you were just... Yeah, the village idiot.
That's so funny.
The first
everyone's
mental,
like, there's the dumb guy.
They had jesters. That was the first. They had village idiots.
No, jesters were the smartest people.
Jesters,
in the kingdom, bro. You
know, okay, they had jesters. Where they had the village idiots, and then they.
I actually just read a book about a jester that was really good.
You did?
No joke, I did. It's called Till. Damn. I don't know where I found it, but it was awesome.
Fire?
It was honestly fucking sick.
Yeah.
He's kind of maybe he's in league with the devil. You can't tell.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Badass. Middle Ages?
I love Middle Ages shit.
It seems so dirty.
It is dirty, but I like reading about it.
Reading about it's nice.
So anyway,
I just think
you have
living,
jesters.
Man. Continue, sorry.
Nick, what are we watching here?
I don't know. You have jesters. What other kind of medieval retards?
I was just going to say that they had
the
village,
freak show.
Village idiot, and then they jumped right to borderline personality disorder.
Mm. They had town drunk, too. The town retard and the town alcoholic.
Right.
Which is kind of like really, it's nicer. They're part of the community.
Exactly. They're not
part
ostracized.
Part of the flavor of
you
the
don't
society.
Push them off in their own little, you know, special ed classes.
Yeah, I don't like see a guy masturbating on the subway and I'm like, that's our community's idiot.
Yeah, that's true. Every subway line should get a subway idiot.
Yeah, one hobo,
retard.
One vagrant.
Yeah. Well, no, you need a beating off guy. You need a retarded guy. You need a fat black guy singing opera for some reason. You ever see that guy? He's in West 4th a lot.
West 4th, yeah.
I think I was walking down the street.
But that was before 2 years ago. I'm not really, you know.
I don't
I'm
know.
Not on the train.
There used to
like
be mariachi on the G train. I like them. It was like four Mexican parents. And the guy had like the big old, like, you know, like
the hat.
Acoustic bass.
Yeah, they had
it was
the
like
hats
a bigger
too.
Guitar. Yeah, the hats.
They were too big, though. They were cumbersome for the train.
I know, but I like that vibe. I like a mariachi vibe. It's nice music.
It is good music.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're watching Gunsmoke or something.
How about a Mari Fauci band?
Uh-huh. Okay.
What would they sing?
It is Mari Povich and Anthony Fauci.
Well, I was thinking just a mariachi band, but they're all Dr. Yeah. Fauci. They're all just, you know, like, Putin is bad. He heard the Ukraine. He heard the Ukraine, but we post the flag and he saw him. And when we post the little blue flag and yellow flag, and Putin, he knows.
Oh, shit. Whoever this guy is has the blicky out in the show.
Our daddy say, time to sit down.
Is Fauci pivoted to pro-Ukraine? Town of Fear, Season 3, Episode 6. The episode is called Cheyenne.
I think the show is called Cheyenne and the episode's name is Town of Fear.
Shut up. How about that, motherfucker?
How about don't get fucking crumbs on my remote.
Oh, crumbs of what? The chips you were enjoying, by the way.
I know.
Let's not pretend this is a one-way crumb street, okay?
I don't have
any crumbs. Yes, we did, and I asked you if you wanted anything. And guess
I missed your text. I'm sorry. I said thanks for offering. Okay.
Adam had to spend 2 hours at the Rainforest Cafe this morning.
Yeah.
Arguing with the gorilla.
Yeah, they weren't open yet. So, but I had to get my card because I had a wild date with the gorilla.
Did the gorilla fuck your ass? With the Moonforest
Cafe? I don't really
cafe?
Remember. It was kind of a brownout situation, which is where you wake up and you're covered in poo-poo.
Yeah, you... A bunch of guys have shit all over you.
Yeah, it's kind of coming out of your ass, but also all over the rest of your body. So
you're
it's not really clear where it's coming
it
from.
Also,
it's gonna be cool when we have a bunch of brownouts this summer in New York.
You mean like the
and they blame it on
stuff.
Hacking, but they just shut down the power grid in poor neighborhoods and let them go turn into animals so that they can justify.
Oh, like the summer of Sam.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, do you guys think do
that's
guys,
what's gonna happen?
Okay, how about this?
To deal with the energy crisis,
we're gonna have
they're
the
just gonna,
Sam
they're gonna take
summer.
Electricity away from poor people and then let them go crazy and be like, well, time for more police.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You think this fucking shooter guy, you think that's false flag so we get more police?
No. I think that guy's just a loser. Who
for
did.
Sure, dude. They're going to get sick shit.
They're going to get awesome stuff.
They're going to get fucking judge.
See, I don't understand that. Like, it's they already can do that, you know? There's nothing that they don't need to, like, do a false flag to get.
They for fun.
Yeah.
For a little pizzazz, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they're also kind of gay, too, cops. They like their little uniform. Yeah. Like, you know? And they're drama queens.
They're wearing.
Like, they cry all the time about how dangerous their job is. Meanwhile, like, you know.
And they copied Tom of Finland.
They definitely did.
With the uniforms and the huge
and
cocks.
And the huge cocks.
And great asses.
Look at this lady. I love this commercial. Grocery bill higher every week, and it's a woman looking at bills and doing math.
Yeah.
Look at the calculator.
And crying.
Why am I getting bills from the grocery store? We're senior citizens. We're being scammed.
What should we do for a summer sand? Should we get our own nuclear generator and run that?
Do we need one? We could just get a gas power generator.
I want a nukes, dude, because I want to be able to be armed if necessary.
Yeah.
You need like a big factory for nukes.
I don't think you can get a
mini nuke.
You get a little nuke. Molecules and atoms are so small. Why the fuck can't I have a little mini nuke?
Yeah, they used to have that in video games.
That's actually a really smart point.
Thank you.
They used to have
a microwave gun or something. What
they used to have little tiny nuclear bombs.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we have those?
Come on, dude. Come on, government.
That I could run my house off of.
That'd be sick.
That'd be fucking awesome. And then if somebody wants to fuck with me, I'll shoot a nuke at them.
But you know, the way nuclear power works is it just generates heat that turns into steam, so it's still steampunk technology.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. You would be a fat steampunk
fuck. Guy. Even if it's nuclear in origin?
Yeah.
You still have a little stack.
You what still have to wear the top hat and all the buckles.
What if I change, because it's nuclear, what if I become a neon guy, like Tron?
Stop going around in a tiny blimp with a propeller. Like a rice paper blimp that only floats like maybe 15 feet off the ground.
The second I step off, it just catapults into the sky.
I kind of like if it just stayed there.
Oh, you think it's that shitty?
But you, like when you get out of it, it takes a while for you to get out of the thing. It looks like that video of the bulldog trying to get out of the lawn chair.
Yes, of course.
Where it's just...
Yes, absolutely.
And so you're just hanging onto the edge of the thing.
Yeah, I didn't think about...
Trying to make contact with the ground.
I didn't think about making little stairs that go up.
Your ass is hanging out. You got the top hat. The goggles on.
Yeah, the chain.
Already starting to do crowd work at the show as you're getting out of. Hey, how we doing, guys? Everyone's just looking at your ass and your legs are dangling.
That's right. You got to know all your assets.
Yeah, 100%.
Fat guy with his ass hanging out, one of the god tier comedy tropes.
Oh, that if that ain't funny, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm. Farley, it's
fucking hell, dude.
Oh, you put it on the board. Cool. Oh, that's awesome. That rules. Say,
fuck your head, dude. That rules.
Woo. Mm. Dude, this guy's a piece of ass over here.
Yeah.
In this sexy little shirt. Wouldn't you fuck him, Adam?
Martin Durango.
I'm trying to.
Martin, is that his name? Martin Durango?
Let's find out.
More info.
More info.
Dude, I have not had the TV on since the last time you were here.
Wow.
It's so funny. To buy cable and then just never. I had maybe a week where I was watching it.
Let's see. Director and key cast. Richard Baer, Clint Walker, Kathleen Crowley, John Doucette. Cheyenne faces an angry town and a dangerous gunman to save the life of an old friend. Is Cheyenne a bitch or a guy in this?
Cheyenne, I think, is a town.
Oh. Interesting.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Have you seen Yellowstone?
No. A bitch named Cheyenne, that could be a pretty sexy
Yellowstone,
type of lady.
It's written by the same guy that wrote Hell or High Water. Or Sicario.
Yeah.
Hell or High Water fucking rules.
Hell or High Water and Sicario are both very good.
Sicario is really good,
That guy, was named like Taylor Sheridan or
dude,
something.
Dude, I didn't know that. Now I'm going to watch it.
He's one of those guys, I feel like, just
dads
from,
love it.
From having watched interviews with him. Similar to the Sons of Anarchy guy, where it's like they're very good at like writing stories, but they take it so serious. You know who's also like that is the True Detective guy.
Yes,
that guy's
True Detective. It's like you just can't listen to them.
Hold on, Adam says he's a dipshit.
Yeah,
Nick Von Fangula. What's his name?
Whatever.
Nick Pizzolatto. No, it's literally Nick Pizzolatto.
Nick Pizzolatto.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I thought it was Pizzolo or some shit like
that. No, it's Pizzolatto.
Okay. Anyway, he's a dipshit according to Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on the record. I'm burning bridges in Hollywood, folks.
Now, you forget that sometimes people that write can be, like, they can have, like, artist brain.
Pizzolato.
Where they can do something very well, but, like, when they try to just talk literally, it's like, you know. Like,
you used up
is
all your points at being good at the thing, not talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. I don't know why we always have to fucking listen to people talk.
Right, I know.
Let's just make a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what even bothers me about, like, musicians now. It's like, mm-hmm. We didn't need to know anything about Kanye except his fucking songs.
Mm-hmm.
Especially late period Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to age great. Like, it used to be you got famous, everyone went crazy, but you didn't know about it. They were in their house doing pills.
Or that we just accepted that famous people become crazy.
Well, I think Michael Jackson was the turning point. Wacko Jacko.
I think that's true. Let Brandon.
Yeah, every
crazy
time Neil Young talks, he pisses off a different group of people.
Neil Young?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's young like man, take a look at my dick. Does it taste fucking good?
What I mean is that every time Neil Young says something, he pisses
off. Who, Joe Rogan fans?
Old man, take a look at my ass.
He backed Reagan in the 80s and he was a homophobe.
Did he?
Yeah.
But he wasn't American.
He's Canadian. Right.
But you're trying to throw salt on my thesis.
I don't think he's a particularly offensive guy.
Okay. You are trying to throw salt on
his
thesis.
You're like, what are you talking? You do this all the time. You're like, what are you talking about?
I love Neil.
And you got no frame of reference.
I think he's an old man.
I would love Neil Young.
I like Neil Young too, but now you forgot where the conversation started.
Let me see your penis.
Which is that some people are very good at making art, but when they're like, but here's how I actually feel about something, then you run into trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now everybody has to touch.
And
this
I don't need to know.
This over conversation. I said he gives Kanye.
What I was saying was he's not a good example of an eccentric.
I said
he is a good example, actually.
He's a very good example. You brought up Kanye. I say furthering that point.
Yep.
So yes, and. My friend. Here's another example.
No, he's Canadian.
No, he's bad.
This
is why I don't come host Funny Mom.
Can I ask you something, Adam?
You do this all the time.
Why did you think saying he's not American had anything to do with what Nick said?
Well, because you're saying he backed Reagan in the 80s.
I'll tell you what. He wants this to be the Adam Friedland Ideas Show. That's what he wants. Anytime anyone pitches anything, he says no. And then 15 minutes later, he's going to repeat what you said as if it's his own idea. And
I will say you did have a knee-jerk the thing with because I just it has don't no think idea. It has no.
You really do.
Who
do
gives
that?
A fuck
you,
if he's American?
You do
or
that
not.
At Phony Mobs.
What
constantly.
I'm saying is
it's
that,
funny. He'll beg me, and he's like, "You got to come host a show. I didn't book enough comics. I come host a show," and I'm like, "You know what I was thinking about the other day is how." And he's like, "No, that's not true."
When?
Like, oh, okay. Literally everything I say on stage.
He's absolutely lying right now.
No, see, you're doing it right now.
You're lying.
You're doing it.
No,
right
you're
now.
Lying on my it's ass a, right
you're
now.
You're lying on him.
He's lying.
It's a gaslight. It's a gaslight.
He's gaslighting me. You're both gaslighting.
Yeah, last time I tried to talk about that shooting, I'm like, well, so that guy, you know, the Frank guy, he was like, apparently he was a HOTEP guy, and I'm trying to make the dumb joke about how he's 5'5", and that's the reason he did it. But anyway, he's a HOTEP guy. And I'm like, no, he wasn't.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You immediately go, no, he wasn't.
I thought that he hated black people.
Okay, then take it away. Then you do the bit.
I wasn't trying to do the bit. I was just like, I didn't know he was a HOTEP.
It's a fundamental rule.
Hey, let me say this. Yeah. Adam, you do tend to step on things every once in a while, but I also will say this, Nick. Sometimes you got to go with Adam's fucked up. You just got to let it.
Okay,
you just got to sit in the pocket, let it go by, and then go back to the bit.
I do that. Several times I did that.
Yes. Yes.
And then it's like, well, there's no room to go back to the bit. I'm saying that before I can say anything, you're going to.
I wasn't stepping on the bit. I was just like, I watched one of his YouTube videos and he kept calling black people the N-word with the hard R. And it was like, wow, this is like.
First of all, that's interesting. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Necessarily not a HOTEP thing to do that.
That's fine. It was just like my initial reaction was like, oh, is this like a self-hating black guy?
And let me say this, Adam.
Yeah,
you don't have to say something just because something pops into your head.
I know, it's
and
true.
You might.
But I think the shooter.
And we've given Nick constructive criticism to tell him to sit in the
dude,
pocket.
So I've
let
been
you
very diplomatic.
Let
this
you
morning.
Let you.
I appreciate it.
Let you whiz by, you know. But I will also say to you, let the bit finish, and then try and take it in a different direction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. And just a bit. Let me put it this way too. I have made an effort to do exactly that. I'm not taking shots at you anymore. You've had a hard year.
My year's been actually.
Well,
okay.
The diagnosis or whatever.
Yeah, diagnosis. And but I try.
And
not
you
to
beg
talk about
to suck
that.
My dick every day, and I tell you,
dude,
you're
I was
not
thinking.
Allowed.
I was
the show's ending. You're panicking. I'm trying not to add that you're stressed. So I'm not taking shots.
I was, just,
but it's both on the podcast, which is fine because I don't give a fuck about this.
Right.
Also,
in fact,
Neil Young is not a good example.
Oh my fucking god! We were fucking making our way to common
That's
ground.
That's the only reason.
And why did you have to go back? It is a good example.
There's a million more eccentric celebrities than Neil Young.
Motherfucker, the point I was making was we shouldn't have to hear from people. He's a good example of that. Okay? Who gives a fuck? He starts a fucking...
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't matter.
There's a young adult novel that takes place somewhere in like North Africa or something. Uh-huh. There's a boy. There's a man that I think it may be blue. And there's a monkey. It's not Aladdin.
Okay.
It's some sort of like adventure mystery thing. There's no
it's
way.
It's not the Jungle Book?
No, it's not the Jungle Book. It's something I read when I was like 8.
Okay.
And I can't remember the title of it. And there's no way to contact me. Or
what happened? What happened was not your fault. Novel?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. There's another book I read too. I remember as a kid about a guy who like his car breaks down in the desert and then there's a guy like hunting him.
No, you didn't.
And I can't
no,
remember.
No, you didn't.
I can't remember the name of that book either.
Dude.
And I think when he gets to the end, he's also, his story sort of tracks with some Native American kid from the past.
That's sick, honestly.
Yeah.
And young adult novels made me feel so cool. Like I was a grown
up.
Yeah,
when you were 11 and you're reading those shits.
That's kind of that's a red flag term. Like if you're a YA novelist, that's like a pedophilic. Like, you're trying to make the kids feel like they're grown ups.
Well, what the fuck do you think this show is? This show's for children.
What is?
Our show.
Oh, our
the
thing.
People that listen to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, this is young adult
this
comedy.
This is 16-year-olds laughing and like, loser 30, 3-year-olds.
Yeah, it's
thanks
true.
For, by the way, thanks for buying tickets.
All the 16-year-olds really are
oh, by
are
the way,
tight,
Boston, May 5th through 7th, I will be at Laugh Boston. This is late. I did not realize the show was actually booked. There's a miscommunication, and I'm desperately scrambling to sell these tickets.
And I will be in the the weekend before that in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow, the area is really getting.
Were you? That's next week. I'll be in Providence.
Fuck yeah, dude! That
Then I'm in D.C., then I'm in San Diego, then I'm in Philly. And in Philly, the fucking tour ends. Uh-huh. I'm so happy. I'm taking a fucking a whole month off not doing shit after that.
You're gonna put
How
your...
long was the tour?
A it year? Fucking started in July, dude.
Oh, this has been nonstop.
I have not stopped, except for the holidays and getting COVID. I've taken 1 week off at a time, at most.
Damn.
Yeah.
You haven't had 2 weekends
I have not had 2 weekends in New York for God knows how long.
How often do you hit the same markets? I feel like, is there even that many cities in America?
There are, bro.
You got New York, Los Angeles, fucking Boston.
Yep.
Chicago, and then New Orleans. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, I do those. I've done those every weekend.
Atlanta. I forgot about that.
Atlanta, Miami. You never went to Miami.
I actually have never been to Miami.
Texas City.
Dude, you should
I wanna
go. Show there.
I want to go to Miami. I have to hit the South. It's crazy how many markets there actually are.
Yeah, I'm going to June. I'll be on the road 3 weekends out of the
that's nice.
Month. But that feels like heavy touring to me.
It is. Three weekends sucks.
3 weekends, but you've done that. You've done
I know.
It nonstop.
I wanted to
that's
kill
been
myself
your whole life.
I wanted to kill myself this whole year. I mean,
you
it's been great.
You gotta do something nice for yourself.
I'm gonna just, dude. I want to honestly. I don't even know. I want to go to a literally fat rehab if it exists. Uh-huh. I would go to like a fucking boutique fat rehab.
A fat camp?
I would love that, dude. Yeah. Like, but expect like luxury, right?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking private chefs cook your shit. You have a fucking personal trainer. Maybe I get sucked off by a
get
fucking
massages.
Girl with big tits.
Yeah.
A fat chick, a cute fat chick with big titties.
Oh my God.
Maron ami.
That's great.
Well, somebody's giving me marinated chicken breast to eat. Yeah. Now we're talking.
You pray on her during the group therapy sessions?
I would love to pray on her.
Yeah.
I would love that, dude.
You're like, I appreciated your share this morning.
I would.
You fat slob.
You fat fucking slob.
Watch 5 episodes of MacGyver.
I think that sounds good
to me. That's a cool advertisement on there.
Thursday starting at noon. Part of the day shift. God, imagine how many people's grandfathers are just parked in front of this weird-ass channel right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suck dick.
Don't leave me alone. I'm watching my cowboy shows.
I'm watching the cowboys.
I don't want to hear any more about this president.
Grandpa Obama hasn't been in office for 20 years.
I'm talking about Donald Trump. That fucking...
I love
that showboating Donald Trump.
I loved when he was like
lib grandpa that calls Donald Trump the N-word.
Mm-hmm. I loved when he was claiming that he was actually the first black president, like he was black.
That's
Obama.
So fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Rocked.
Well, he's more sauced out. You got to give him that.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Trump Tower, his apartment in Trump Tower, nothing but gold.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So fucking awesome.
He rocks.
Libs should start using the N-word to refer to Trump. That should be the next move.
That probably N-word. Will be the next move.
That was the last step. Like, Jeff Tiedrick said everything but the N-word.
Yeah.
He was like, you bastard ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, bastard isn't really...
Hey, you absolute fuckstick face piece of shit.
What's Jeff up to these days, man?
Dude, he's probably just... finishing up all the pussy he got during Trump.
That is mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
It's time to catch up on all the pussy.
I like to imagine he lives in one of those apartments that people get when they're 20. That's got like the little like island kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. His bio is don't blame me. I voted for the email lady. Still.
Yeah. Still. Still, he's still hanging on to that.
Like
one.
Unfurnished carpet efficiency apartment.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And he's got like a Windows laptop with a giant brick and a wire leading to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And he sits at a plastic kitchen table. And then he goes online where he's a king.
Should we subscribe to his Patreon? It makes $418 a month.
Man, I loved that track because I was like saying the thing about the efficiency apartment. It's like, nah, he's got to be making mad money off that thing. And then, of course,
saying,
no,
fuck ass.
Yeah, no, he's living in like the Sunshine Arms apartment complex, a quote unquote gated community, and it's got a keypad that broke 10 years ago. Gates wide open. Living next to like a just like a Mexican guy with schizophrenia that prowls the parking lot all day and a wife beater.
Dude, the trash guy, my building hired a trash guy, and I believe he is he is trash autistic. He's a Hispanic man.
He
barely
takes it serious.
Barely speaks English. And if I put, like, by accident, if he sees a piece of cardboard in the trash, he'll, like, bring it to me and, like, almost in tears beg me never
Core
to
TV,
do that
Johnny
again.
Depp defamation
I got an
case.
Email last week from my landlord that
Johnny
we
Depp to
separating
testify
the
soon.
Glass and plastics.
That you weren't.
Yeah, that she found out somehow that it was me who was not separating my
what
glasses.
What the hell is it? Core TV, you can just watch live coverage of civil cases.
Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, dude. Johnny Depp's definition.
Sound engineer and Depp's friend faces cross-examination.
Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Trial.
Yeah, we know, Adam. Adam, we know. And Jeff Tiedrick is testifying.
Wow, that is Jeff.
Yeah. Amber heard me getting my dick sucked by Johnny, and that's why she beat the shit out of me.
I like that Johnny goes to court trying to prove he's not a scumbag, and he's dressed like fucking John Voight in Heat.
I know. He looks awesome.
He looks like the biggest scumbag you could possibly imagine.
And that's another example. Actors never need to hear their fucking opinions about anything.
I think actors are brilliant.
Shut the fuck up.
I think
up.
They're some of the smartest people.
And how about this?
Actors need to be not even be seen outside of what they
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Like, I remember I used to watch that show... Halt and Catch Fire, and it's a pretty good show. It's all right.
Yeah.
But the main guy that I saw, like a picture of him when he's like out, he's just living
yeah,
his life.
Yeah, probably wearing so many scarves.
Just a bunch of scarves,
yep,
fedora,
yep.
They, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, right. This ruins it. This ruins it. I don't know why they have to scarf
it's
up.
It's so weird. They all scarf up, dude. Mm-hmm. And they all fucking bracelet up. Like too much shit.
Leather strap bracelets.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Just
what's
dress regular.
The other Culkin, the one from
that's because it's like in a
Kieran?
Real in a
Kieran, he's a rings guy.
In a
like
real
all
world, in a real world, actors would not be making barely any money at all.
Right.
And so, and then you have to know that at some point, you know, like this should not make the money that it
right.
does.
Right. We should make like we should be able to not live. We should be one step above poverty.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
With health insurance.
With health insurance. Exactly.
Instead of. Fabulously wealthy.
The richest men in New
without
York City.
Health insurance.
Without health insurance, yeah. Paying $1,000 every time I go to the doctor.
Yeah, right.
Getting
because it still makes
doctors.
More sense.
It's still cheaper.
It's still cheaper, yeah.
So they know that, they know that to a certain extent, and it drives them insane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Actors. And us?
Not me, dude. I'm buying tracksuits.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to dress the way I've dressed my whole life until I die.
Yeah.
I was a fat little Hawaiian shirt and fucking tracksuit kid as a youth.
I think I might be time to step it out. I think I might start wearing like,
halter tops?
Well, like the vest part of a three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
nothing
like,
underneath?
Like a big watch, like a big, like
medallion?
Pocket watch.
Oh, pocket watch.
Sort of stuff. A little like Jaidana. I think I'm going to start dressing like Jaidana.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That would be awesome if you just now started dressing exact. Just started recreating fits Jaidana was photographed in.
Yeah.
When did he come out?
2014.
So
Classic Man
ago.
Was 2014. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Man.
That was the year of Fetty Wap and Jaidana. That was a great summer.
Were they the same summer?
And that other the
Fetty Wap was absolute. That was awesome.
Rich Gang Lifestyle.
Trap. Oh my god,
that was a huge
lifestyle.
Song.
Lifestyle. That song still goes.
I love that song.
My lifestyle.
That was the song of moving
Shout
to New York
out to
for
Rich
me.
Homie Quan. Oh, were you in New York? I was still, you know what? That was my final, that was a great summer. That was my final victory lap in Baltimore, man.
Oh, yeah. You were having a great time.
I was having the time of my life working at Sherwin-Williams, finally getting pussy.
You were
like,
living with the boys?
Living with George and fucking Josh. Oh,
yeah.
That was a great time.
Yeah, there was that one, I think it was winter, actually. When I forget I did a show or something, but I just wound up at your house for a day.
I remember that.
Why was I there?
I don't remember. We got an Indian buffet.
Yeah, the worst Indian buffet in the world.
Yeah, right before they were closing.
Shutting it down.
Yeah, they see us come in.
Selling
and
buffet price and then shutting
and
it
then
down.
And then immediately, the second they took our money, just nothing ever came.
Yeah, right.
The lights went off in the kitchen the second we paid.
Fuck those people.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Fuck that. I hope Pakistan nukes their family.
That's right.
I hope a Pakistani guy blows himself up in front of his daughter's fucking 15th birthday.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? It sucks because that is usually where we used to be 8 years ago, a good buffet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a buffet in forever.
When's the last... did I go to a buffet recently? I don't think so. I was planning to go
in Vegas.
In Vegas, but yeah. I don't know. It just didn't look that good to me.
Yeah, I used to think it was really cool when I was a kid.
Adam's dad came to town. Oh, you were there.
I was here.
Yeah, you met him.
Yeah, that was that weekend. I was supposed to like.
He's a really nice guy.
I liked him.
Yeah,
he is a really nice guy.
You kind of presented him. You painted a much different picture of him.
Well, it's different when you're his son, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's why you got to know, never go against the family.
If he was like an uncle, I would be like, he's the absolute man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, the way he like shifts his weight back and forth when he's talking.
I think he was just
like he's
drunk.
Excited about something. Mm-hmm. No,
he gets so excited.
Yeah, he's like, "Me and Adam, we went to a museum today." He's like, I mean, yeah, he's got the what is the word? Jouissance.
Jouissance.
He's got the jouissance of a fucking a tiger cub.
That's right. He does.
What's jouissance? What is that? Does that mean, what does that mean?
I think we've literally had this conversation.
I know. I love saying it. It's one of those words that sounds so good you don't need to know what it means.
No, you just started saying it because you got jealous because joie de vivre is mine. So you needed a
I know what joie de vivre is.
But it's mine.
Fine.
I'm the first one who said it.
Joie de cooking is more like it.
Not at all. That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
Jouissance.
Joie de vivre de France.
Jouissance means...
Are you sure Vie de France is not your word?
What is it?
Vie de France.
What's Vie de France?
It's like a French... Vie de France is like... Remember there was a chain?
I don't remember that.
You don't?
But I will say jouissance means enjoyment. In terms of... Oh, wait. In terms both of rights and property and of sexual orgasm. Jouissance means to bust, dude.
Yeah, my dad does have that.
Your That's dad is constantly busting. You know what? It does feel like he's constantly busting.
It was cool because like we had people over to the apartment, and then the plan was that
it's like a bakery chain.
What was it? Vie de France.
Yeah, they had them in. They still have them in Tokyo, but I guess they're only in Fairfax.
Wow,
Fairfax in Tokyo.
Yeah.
The sister city of Tokyo. Fairfax.
Alexandria, Elmsford, and Vernon.
Interesting. Is that one of those like weird Asian French inspired? Like Koreans have a bunch of like Korean bakeries have like a bunch of French.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I've been there. I just remember the signs, and they were like, you know, I mean, it's like Obanpan, I would imagine, just like a shitty little bakery.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, I had no idea it was Japanese.
Well, you learn something new every fucking day.
They're really good at baking, those damn Koreans.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think how close is Korea to Vietnam?
You know what's crazy? In Tokyo, remember that place Lawson's that was everywhere?
Never mind, then point rescinded. Huh?
Remember that Lawson's? Place Lawson's that was everywhere in Tokyo?
Yeah, the like 7-Eleven, the convenience store.
Oh, is that what it was called?
It was the best one.
Where you get the little fucking rice
Dude,
balls.
Dude, the 7-Elevens were amazing.
But you kept talking about how we gotta eat.
I was
at the
eating breakfast there, and like every day I was getting breakfast there.
They got that place Lawson.
What do you mean, shut up?
That's all over. It's like they're
you were overdoing it with that shit.
It was very.
You
good,
were dude. Overdoing it.
Mm. Yeah, I was maybe hyping it up because
a little too much.
Anyway, yeah, why should it be good? It was a shitty convenience store that was just in like Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Hell yeah.
And then, like I said, a couple of stores, some Japanese guy bought it. Then they went over to Tokyo, went out of business here.
Are you
now
serious?
Now it's all over. But yeah, it's just some like.
That's so bizarre.
Some garbage store from Ohio that's now like
Respect.
There. Yeah.
It's fucking zombie.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Depp sound engineer and friend testifies.
He's a sound engineer?
Jeff Tiedrick. Dude, Depp looks amazing here.
He does look fucking sick.
He
honestly.
Looks like Don Simpson.
Where is he?
He's got the ponytail. He's wearing.
Oh, sick.
He's
got the big power tie stuffed into the shirt.
I do love the stuffed into the shirt. It's a hilarious move.
That's crazy.
Well, he's got a vest on it. That's what I mean.
Oh,
that's
he fucking
when I said
rules.
That's how the Jidenna, that's what I meant actually.
Yeah, Depp.
What
like
that. Is the lawsuit about that she beat him up?
She lies. She the whole
she lied
thing,
on his ass.
The whole public thing was a lie, and you know he got canceled, lost a bunch of shit, and it was just all bullshit. And the media ran with it because women never lie about anything,
ever. Right?
Despite historically our knowledge of women,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Eve. Classically,
ever heard of her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the fucking
first
bitch
woman.
Took a little apple.
Despite,
the first woman.
Despite
what
millions
God
of years
asked
of evolution that showed us, there's a reason women don't have jobs.
Yeah,
and they stay home, make some milk, bitch. That's your job. Make some milk. For the baby. When I get home from work, I want some milk.
I want a squirt.
That's it. You know, and yeah. Now it's like, oh, I want to be a computer programmer.
Yes.
I want to invent Google Glass and the internet.
How about you show me some Google ass, you fucking bitch?
Why don't you program your fucking pussy on my cock?
Yep.
Why don't you write that program?
Yeah, absolutely.
HTML:// I'm trying to bust.
Right.
/
Am I about to bust in here? Y/N? Y.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, I got
function equals Y.
Yeah, I got a 1 for your 0 right here.
That's
bitch.
Right.
I got a fat 1 for your 0 right here.
You fucking
Yeah, hexadecimal. So, why don't you suck some dixmal, maybe? Yep.
That's okay, a great question.
Go ahead, Adam.
Did she actually hit him? Was it the opposite?
I think so. I don't know. I don't fucking care. Amber Heard.
Yeah.
She's not hot anymore. Saying that he
You get away
her.
With that shit. That's really what happened. It's like people believed her, and then she posted a photo,
makeup.
And then
they were like,
actually, she's
Johnny!
Is that her over there? That's her. Actually, she's looking kind of good, dude. In her little fucking murder she wrote outfit.
Oh, I like that outfit.
Johnny won't even face her good.
I would love that. Yeah, I would love to go up, walk over there, smash her collarbones with a hammer, and then have my way. And
collarbones.
I'm just like testifying. And looking over there, knowing what she did to my guy, John. I'll tell you this, ma'am. I would fuck you still. I would absolutely give you cock. I would
fast, and you're not when in doggy
pipe
style.
Pipe you down. Mullen's 36-hour testimony at the Johnny Depp defamation.
No one is exactly sure how he was let into the courtroom, let alone the witness stand.
They don't know if
but he would not get out.
If he's a witness for the defense or the prosecution.
It's not exactly clear.
Like, sir, what are you
whose
doing?
Side
I am
he's
a
on.
Character witness.
And then I'm immediately on Anderson Cooper talking about the trial.
And
when you said
emotionally draining it was for you.
When you said you'd smash her collarbones with a hammer, what were you thinking? You know, like ball peen maybe, or you know, I mean, obviously I don't think you could even like do it with a dead blow. He's like, no, I mean, like, what, like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm just horny Anderson.
Surely you, a homosexual, understands that.
I'm back in the day they used to call me a man of the plains. That was you know, and then me and Johnny, you know, we're really into the sort of the cowboy lifestyle.
Right. Ever since you made Tonto in the Lone Ranger.
Well, we met on the set of Dead Man. And I was a guy getting his dick sucked in the background by the whore.
On the train.
Yeah, it's an uncredited role. Yeah. It was not on the train. It's when he first gets to the town. Adam's never seen the movie.
Oh, it's after he gets
Adam,
off the train.
Adam's never seen the movie. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What do you mean?
Knows that there's a train in the movie, so he
it's
says,
black
oh,
and white.
On the train.
It's Jim Jarmusch. Yeah. It's an anti-Western, and I haven't finished it.
Oh, shut up. Mm-hmm. An anti-Western.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to make a note to yourself? And like on the final episode of the show,
mm-hmm.
we're going to ask Adam what he thought of Dead Man. And he's going to say, it's amazing. It's great.
Is it?
No. Is that her?
It's not.
Yeah, that's her.
She doesn't look that good. She looks like shit, actually.
Well you got to look like that puffy. In court.
She's looking a little Japanese these days.
Something's off with that bitch. And you know what? I think it's the ugliness of what she did to John Depp.
That's my problem is because I can only be involved with women like that. Knowing that, like if I didn't know any of that, I'd be like, yeah, she looks fine. But now knowing that, I'm like, maybe
your dick is hard.
Maybe she's just misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe now I could.
You
be
could
the problem.
Fix her.
I don't want to fix anybody. I can't fix that. I can't even fix myself.
Nah, dude, just broken, brother.
The only thing I can fix are things.
Or guys' dicks that aren't hard.
I don't know if I can fix
you
that.
You can fix those real easy. You love, call you the fucking handyman when it comes to that problem.
Yeah. You're a blue collar
Mullen the mechanic. The fixer.
I got a van I show up in.
Your dick not getting hard, sir?
Is there a way, does anyone know how I can like contact Amber Heard and ask if she wants to be my girlfriend?
Check out her Instagram.
Because she's got to be, it's got to be slim pickings for her right now.
No,
I think that there are plenty of views lining up right now. They're like, this is my time.
to even insult me to say that there's plenty of me. There's only one of me. There's many of you.
That's not
I'm
true.
I'm the only one.
No, I'm
it's
one
me
of
and
kind.
This guy. Me and J.J. Walker in his Good Times office. I love this commercial, dude.
Yeah, we. This is one of the best commercials.
I like seeing him eat.
This green screen. The guy, whoever the graphic designer was that had to illustrate this with the fake candles and the microphone and the dynamite hat.
Oh, here's Amber Heard's
agent.
This is her Instagram post. I'm going to go offline for the next several weeks. As you may know, I'll be in Virginia, where I face my ex-husband Johnny Depp in court. Johnny is suing me for an op-ed I wrote in the Washington Post in which I recounted my experience of violence and domestic abuse. I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power.
Wow.
I continue to pay that price. But hopefully when this case concludes, I can move on, and so can Johnny. I have always maintained a love for Johnny, and it brings me great pain to have to live out the details of our past life together in front of the world. At this time, I recognize the ongoing support I've been fortunate to receive throughout these years, and in these coming weeks, I will be leaning on it more than ever. With love always, A.
Yeah. Oh, well, Elon Musk was getting it in with her?
Elon Musk fucked your bitch, Johnny? Damn, dude, that sucks.
Until early 2018.
And now me, the other billion, the controversial billionaire playboy. The final of the three.
You mean...
Oh, and she's bisexual.
Ooh. Okay.
And she was also one of the
Oh, yeah,
victims.
Amber Heard's threesome with Elon Musk and Cara Delevingne at Johnny Depp's house.
Wow.
Musk denied the whole thing ever happened.
Elon Musk is fucking gay. All right, let's look at Johnny Depp's.
Oh, yeah, here's a video of her sucking Elon Musk's dick in an elevator.
That's not real.
It is.
Let me see.
You wish it wasn't real, Adam.
Let me see.
Johnny Depp shows video of Amber Heard cheating with Elon Musk and James Franco.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Franco and Musk double teamed her?
Yeah, well, maybe she could be my girlfriend now and she could cheat on me with even more powerful celebrities. And then I can sue her and maybe finally... I'll have health insurance and PlayStation.
You have PlayStation, man. Don't
no,
get
I
greedy.
Don't. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
No, he doesn't have the 5.
I have it, bitch.
It's hard. No, they're out. They're all out.
I got it.
You got it when they were in.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're all gone.
Amber Squirt.
Johnny does not address it on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. In fact, the last thing he posted was on my birthday, February
11th. Happy birthday to Stavros. I want to extend a very happy birthday to my friend Stavros.
I wish I was friends with fucking Johnny Depp, dude.
And my gift to him this year is an 18-karat gold bracelet ancient Native American language written in the inscription.
Oh, damn, he's taking this.
On the inside, we're watching it on the TV, Adam. We don't need play-by-play from you off your fucking phone.
I can't see the TV because I'm sitting in the chair.
Well you shouldn't have shit on the other chair.
You can let me figure...
If you hadn't shit on the chair, you would still be looking
it's
at the TV.
It's time for me to now figure out a Johnny Depp impression on the fly.
Yes.
Continue. It's the final year of the show. I need to prove that I can...
You can do that for about 17 minutes, right, Nick?
Yeah.
You can work through your fucking Johnny Depp impression for a cool 17.
When I was in the movie Edward Scissorhands, I cut off the tip of my penis. I accidentally cut off the tip of my penis and
Johnny Depp to
he
testify.
He sounds something
soon.
Like that, right?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah. We should watch his testimony.
We should.
Yeah. I want to hear his
I like that dude just
story.
Like leading up to his testimony. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean, Edward Scissorhands, from YouTube, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. Oh, you see somebody's cock in that?
Mm. Let me see a cock. I'm Captain F-A-G-G-O-T.
Johnny, what was his comeback? He had a big, because he was kind of eating shit there for a second.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like he wasn't that famous.
No, that franchise is enormous.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like the highest grossing movies. Yeah.
Was there something?
I was saying it. I was already saying
it. Was the same thing.
Was there something before Pirates of the Caribbean that made him bounce
back?
Why
are you being like this right now?
Because I've... Because
you came... You opened the show with me and you were annoyed about it last night.
I'm fed up.
About what?
I'm fed up.
Not at me.
Because I'm fed up.
At someone else.
Because I am fed up.
At someone else.
What's going on?
No, you.
Not with me.
There's no one else in my life. To be fed up.
I'm the only person.
You're the only person I talked to.
You're the only one left.
It's you and Steven got a girlfriend. So now he's out of the picture.
Adam has a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend,
it's
too.
Just, yeah, but I don't care. I'm going to just steamroll right past that and get what I need out of the relationship. Now I'm stuck here masturbating the E! News coverage of Amber Heard.
Amber Heard is really not that bad a bitch. I have to be honest.
Yeah, I know. She's not. It's literally just that she's crazy.
Where is she?
I also don't even know.
Is her family like billionaires? How the fuck did this bitch get famous?
She was in Pineapple Express, no?
Was she?
I think so.
Was she the bitch in Pineapple Express?
I think so. Or was it Superbad? No, Pineapple Express.
She was not in Superbad. Yeah,
August. She looks good there, dude.
Dude, a run-of-the-mill type blonde bitch. No thanks.
Yeah.
She was in Never Back Down.
Yeah, I think it really is. There's something, there's like a subconscious thing that knows that it's somebody's problem.
Let's see. She must join the
Pineapple Express. Yeah, she was.
Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Amber wishes the best for Johnny in the future. We go live to the Johnny Depp defamation case. Folks, get your cocks out. Start stroking. We're about to hear a sexual tale involving passion, violence, money, and dog cum.
And buckets of schnauzer
buckets
cum.
Of dachshund cum. Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced society's most something. I didn't catch it.
Oh, Amber Heard's dad used to fight pit bulls on his Mike Vick shit.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, Native American, Chinese, it's anyone's guess. One thing's for certain, he's probably not white. At least not the part of him that violently beat up Amber Heard 3 years ago. But like most of America, we were happy to welcome him back into white people's graces when he found out that it was all bullshit. And then he made Sweeney Todd. And then I really can't even do. I can't do this anymore. I used to be able to riff away. You know.
I'm trying to figure
out. Now my fingers are all.
Why is the lawsuit in Virginia?
Huh.
It's in Fairfax.
Because it all happened in a Bob's Big Boy.
Well, they were trying to go to that bakery Nick was talking
about. Yeah, Vita France.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, callback. That used to be your job, Adam. Yeah, just saying something.
Easy.
It's not even funny. It just sort of ties things together.
Why? You're mad at me again?
Sleepy Hollow, maybe?
Yeah.
That's a huge movie.
I tell you, if they made that movie now, it'd be called fucking Woke Hollow.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Instead of a headless horseman, it would be a dickless transman.
That's so fucking
true. Wow,
and they would come, it would be, there's a dickless, and instead of the bad guy, it'd be the fucking good guy in the town. That would be the fucking good guy.
That would be so fucking crazy.
Shows up, they ain't got no dick, they're trans.
Yep.
And the town, Johnny Depp goes up there to fucking get everybody fired, get all the Dutch people fired. Mm-hmm. For fucking saying something bad about Christopher Walken's cock.
About how his cock
doesn't fucking exist anymore, you know.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was Blow that was kind of his comeback, and then he went to Pirates of the Caribbean from there.
I don't think he ever needed a comeback, dude. I think he was always hot. He made a couple of shitty movies, but everybody does.
Yeah. He just got paid.
Okay. Maybe
he
I'll
got
take
paid
it back.
Fat off of Tonto. And
maybe Chocolat. Was that his comeback?
That movie, yeah.
Chocolat.
You keep saying comeback, but I don't think that...
I feel like he needed a Robert Downey Jr.-esque comeback.
Well, he broke every bone in his body.
Mm.
And he had to work his way back to acting.
Auditioning for the tuxedo.
Yeah.
They gave it to another Chinese actor.
He's not Chinese, dude.
Has he done Yellowface in a movie?
He's probably just getting that kind of fucking plastic surgery that men get that make them look Chinese. 100%.
Now I kind of want to rewatch. I'm going to do a double feature. I'm going to do both the Lassie Hallströms, the fucking My Life as a Dog, and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
What's Sucking Stavros?
That'd be a great afternoon. I hope I don't have spots tonight.
Cancel.
I can't.
He's from Kentucky, dude.
He is.
Yeah, he's like a Midwestern guy.
What the fuck?
What is that a section of the country called?
That just goes to show you, man, as long as you're sexy as shit, it doesn't matter where you're from.
That is a specific type of plastic surgery, though. You're right, Sov. Like rich guys that start looking more and more Asian.
They start looking Chinese.
But there's a rich quality to it.
Well, because
there's a wealth quality.
It's a fucking facelift.
Yeah, it's facelifts.
One time in college, this girl that I hooked up with, but I was too nervous to fuck. I was scared when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. Her, which I still am mad about.
Did
she
you
was
bust
so
your
hot.
Pants?
No, I was just like fucking, I didn't know what to do, dude. It was truly one of the biggest L's I've ever taken in my life. Where I just didn't expect her. It was like our first date, and I was 18. I'd never fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not expect to get to fuck immediately. I thought I was just going to maybe touch
it. She was giving
it.
Up the pussy
she was giving
off
up.
Top.
And I just absolutely hadn't. Truly, that was like the origin story for me learning how to fuck.
Yeah,
I was like,
you need to catch those L's.
I'll never be this embarrassed ever again. I'm just groping weirdly at her pussy. It was horrible.
Yeah, he had big movies like every year throughout the 90s. I don't know.
Anyway, what happened?
He needed a comeback. Oh, yeah. Anyway, her father was a fucking plastic surgeon, and she showed me a picture of this guy. This man straight up looked Inuit.
Those guys look so good.
She was
good.
Jewish. She was
those guys look so good.
He was ripped. Yeah. He was clearly
they're
the kind
always
of,
jacked, too.
They're jacked, and he looked like a fucking straight up, like he lived in a fucking...
They look like
snow. What the fuck are those called? What are those
snow
igloos?
Glue?
He looked like he lived in a fucking igloo.
No, yeah, they always look like Japanese women. Eventually, they always look like Asian women.
Yeah,
I guess that's what happened to Michael.
Michael
he just got Jackson. He just got enough plastic surgery. I guess his head got set on fire.
Yeah.
During the Pepsi commercial.
Still, it is really crazy what color his skin was at the end of his life.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
I love him.
Remember when people do Edward 40 hands?
Of course, I did it.
Yeah, two.
I
Mickeys.
Did it all.
I did it all the time.
In this exact era where I was scared to get pussy, and I was 18 and like
just trying to take a woman's pants off, but you got two the St. Ides duct taped in your hand.
I got Mickey's going,
just pawing at her body,
and then
just spilling booze everywhere.
Well, the
drunk
big thing
out of
with that,
mind.
I'm drunk as shit. I'm wearing a fucking SpongeBob Ringer baseball tee and jorts and fucking American Eagle flip flops.
the thing that would always happen there was like you couldn't take your dick out to pee. You're drinking so much liquid.
That was always the issue.
And then you'd just be clanking bottles together trying to get your dick out of your pants.
Yep,
or you'd have to ask your boy.
Yep, you got to ask your boy to do it with his mouth because he was doing 40 hands too.
Yo, you're doing 40 hands, but your mouth can access my dick. It's just so
asshole.
I can pee.
Or your ass.
Yeah, can you grip it with your ass? Can you grab my dick with your
damn,
ass?
Damn, Edward 40 hands doing a good old case race sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. If you Google Edward 40 racks. Hands, it looks like all of these pictures are from like the early 2000s.
Of course, dude. No one does it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they did it, it would be like children doing it ironically like we would dress in the 70s.
Yeah, like having a Y2K
party. Yeah.
Remember guys? Look, this guy's got a soul patch.
We all looked like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved opening my shirt up.
Yeah.
Having a cool shirt underneath, the flannel.
That's so sick. It's just
I might bring that back this year.
Such a relaxed look.
I'm relaxed.
Know?
I'm having a good time. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like whenever I see pictures from like these things that are like now dated, you know, because it's like there's certain aesthetics that don't like cycle back, you know?
Yeah.
So you see things that are dated, and then my first thought is, damn. I have not enjoyed a single moment of my entire life. It's just been a long time of just being like, I guess I'll fucking get out of bed today and just do something.
I would say I've enjoyed maybe 20%, but that's 20? A nice, that's not bad.
That's a decent amount.
Yeah.
There are brief moments of transcendent beauty that I can count on one hand. But
no,
outside of that.
You saw like a nice sunset or something?
Yeah. Simple things like that or...
That's one element of it.
Riding the Staten Island Ferry.
But you know,
it is really nice.
You know
what
we don't
that.
Do enough of? Just fucking nothing. Just chill. I love hanging, doing nothing.
Oh,
sitting on
best.
A fucking porch, drinking a Bruscarino. That's
just
good.
Watching movies. That's the best.
That's okay. It's not really what I'm talking about.
Just making dinner.
Just fucking around. Shooting the shit.
It's great.
Sucking the tits.
It's great. When are we going to go back to the cabin?
Well, never. I mean, the show's over.
Probably
there's no,
never.
Yeah, there's
right
no reason to ever go to the cabin.
Maybe we'll go. Maybe we got one or two more in us.
Mm-hmm.
Quick.
I mean,
ones.
Like it doesn't. If it's summer, it doesn't have to be a cabin. We can just
go
like,
to the beach.
Yeah, we can go to the beach.
I'd go to the beach.
The equivalent of a cabin.
I would go to the
summer
beach.
Equivalent. I would love that. You guys want to go to Ocean City?
For what?
Get some pussy?
Kind of.
You guys want to go get some pussy?
Honestly, it doesn't sound so bad.
Go to Ocean City to get pussy?
Eat some crabs, get some pussy?
Yeah.
I would love, we should get crabs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Uh-oh. They're showing pictures of Johnny getting his ass beat. So Amber fucked his ass up? Who's Vinnie Politan?
He's the man that invented Neapolitan ice cream.
A hero.
Damn. Should I get a little box of Neapolitan ice cream after this?
Why not?
And then have maybe some Doritos, some Cool Ranch Doritos and Neapolitan ice cream?
I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm. What, I mean,
that
separate.
That seems more like a eat at 1 a.m. type of situation.
Well, it's 1 a.m. somewhere.
It's kind of hard.
It's 1 a.m. in Africa. You know, that's what they're doing there.
They're fucking...
This is Neapolitan ice cream.
They're playing Edward 40 Hands.
In Lagos, yeah, Nigeria.
Yeah. Do you remember Lagos Brass Monkeys?
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that again?
Orange juice and malt liquor. Right.
Well, Brass Monkeys still goes.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't had a 40 in a long time. It probably tastes like my dick hole.
You remember Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hennessy and
Hypnotic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and it was
bright
green.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was cool how that did that, though. Yeah, it was like, I mean, I guess it's just basic colors, but...
It's brown and blue.
Brown and blue, yeah.
But that Hypnotic, like, unnatural blue.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Hypnotic in a long time.
Damn, should we get some Hypnotic after this and a box of Neapolitan ice cream?
You should have a full-on
I had some Hypnotic. I had some Cavassier recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
What is it? It's brandy?
There's liquors.
I don't know,
but
my friend was going past the Cavassier. What was I going to do? Not swig it?
Yeah. Dude, cool. I saw the funniest thing in Austin. I forgot to mention it. I was walking down 6th Street, and there's like a group of people, like this, like, I don't know, two women and some guy, and they're just like, you know, they suck. They're like going out to 6th Street.
Yeah,
they're like
in
Austin.
Yeah.
And like this fucking... They're trying to figure out which way to go, and like one of the girls like is like, I think it's to the right, and then this like fat drunk bitch, just like dumpy, is like, to the right, to the right.
it's like, shut up, bitch.
Damn, this woman sucks.
Fuck you.
To the right, to the right.
Shut up, you fucking
it's
whore.
Not even the song. And even
it's
if
it, to the left.
She's doing
bitch.
A parody.
I know, but even if like they had been going to the left, it would already be such like a Michael Scott thing to say.
Yep.
But then it's the wrong.
She really
direction.
Had to shoehorn it.
It's the wrong.
She needed that. She was so proud of herself.
Mm-hmm. Just fucking
shirt,
one eyelid
awesome
half closed,
stuff.
Just her boozy face. Woo!
That's what when I was in Nashville.
Austin!
That's what Nashville is. It's all fat women that are acting like that.
She wasn't even fat. She was just like just a large dumpy.
That's worse.
To the right, just clopping down the fucking street to go get trashed.
You should have fucked her.
To go get drunk.
If you were a real man, you would have fucked her.
Drunk and then listen to like a cover band play Mustang Sally.
Woo, I love live music.
Yeah. Fucking 6th
Street. We need to go somewhere with live music.
To the right, to the right.
Yeah, Nashville is just like some of the fattest bachelorette parties I've ever seen.
They probably gobble your dick like it's no tomorrow.
Oh, I couldn't handle that mass.
A spatularette party.
Yeah. Well, they have these like open wagons that are like pulled by tractors, and then they have big speakers and they play like Get Low and stuff.
Hell yeah.
And then these big old women, they like dance to it and stuff. And it's that's like the vibe.
That sounded delicious.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like, you know, you talk about not enjoying your life, and it's like the people that do enjoy their lives, they enjoy stuff like that all the time.
Right.
It was like what you were saying about the poor in pain.
I remember when I first moved to Austin, there was this woman, Jennifer, that did comedy, and she had this husband that looked like a kind of fat, chinless Rob Halford.
Hell yeah.
And we did some show.
Rob Halford, already known for his incredible jawline.
Right, exactly. Like this, like you know, and this guy's got to be like in his late 30s.
Yeah.
And I'm standing at this table with the comics, and he walks up, and he's got Jello shots.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, he just puts his arm around his like dumpy wife and he's like, that's right, we go hard. Yeah. And it's like, this sucks, man. I'm a child and I know this sucks. I
know, he's so no happy.
Way, no way to live your, and then you what? You wake up Monday and go back to your job selling like computers to businesses?
Yes. You know what? I'll take a jello shot. Who gives a yeah. fuck?
Like just get low playing at a shitty Texas bar and grill in Williamson County. Just some strip mall fucking sports bar.
Yeah. He just spent $60 yeah. on jello shots.
On jello shots, nobody wants them. That's right. We go hard.
Shorty suck dick, 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 dick.
All right.
Sucking on my dick you with guys, my penis on the side.
You guys are fun. We got to get
she
back
to... She my ass.
We got to watch the rest of the Johnny
We Depp. Have to figure out what's going on with Johnny Depp.
The Johnny Depp trial. Goodbye.